Lily Amon was always dreading the day when her director at work would ask about her faith. As a Baha'i living in Iran during the Islamic-Iranian Revolution, her religious beliefs put her in danger of persecution. Amon wondered how she would answer up until the moment that he actually asked her.
Would I be able to say yes? It came out very easily. I said, yes, I am.
Amon was the only woman to ever be appointed to the nation's High Council of Education, and she wrote children's books similar to Aesop's fables that even the crown prince used to learn how to read. The Iranian government found out about Amon's faith after raiding the Baha'i National Center and finding a list of all Baha'is.
I am a Baha'i, so I have many, many sins they count for me.
The newspaper singled her out as blacklisted. There were demands for her execution.
I heard that they have, many years ago, they have said that I should be executed 7 times. I said, what a stupid thing to say, because the first time I will be dead, then what about, I don't need to do the other 6 times.
Though Amon was born into a liberal Muslim family, she embraced the Baha'i faith in 1975, 4 years before the Iranian Revolution that transformed Iran into an Islamic republic.
When you become a Baha'i, your whole outlook on life changes. The way you work, the way you live, the way you plan your day changes. It's a way of living, it's a way of life. You live for higher ideals, you live with the hope that this world is going to change one day to the better. It is towards this aim that you do whatever you do.
Amon told her brother and sister that she was a Baha'i during the Iranian Revolution and said that they may face danger because of her beliefs. She told them,
please feel no guilt in denying me and, you know, saying that we don't want, but we didn't know that she was a Baha'i. Now that we know, we don't have to do anything with it. Many people did that to protect themselves.
However, her siblings were very supportive of her and refused to disown her. Amon generally didn't tell people about her faith for safety reasons. One of Amon's childhood friends noticed that something about her was different, though she couldn't tell what it was.
He said, I don't know, but I know you since you were in elementary school, and you have changed. You have become another person. I said, well, is it a better person or a worse person?
Though Amon believes that she will never be able to return to Iran, she's still optimistic and prays for all Iranians to live freely, regardless of religion.
Well, I hope that one day we will get rid of this government, definitely. That one day we will have a kind of democracy that would permit our people to think for themselves, to decide for themselves, and govern their own country.
This is Nadine Shabib, Immigrant Connect.